Hi, y'all. My name is Caroline Leibel, and I'm a senior at TCA. I'm going to Baylor in the fall to study nursing. I think it's easy to listen to testimonies from the seniors all throughout the year and at Senior Shoreline and assume that they've got it completely figured out. Each testimony talks of certain struggles throughout high school and how the Lord has intervened and changed their life. I think this is where we begin to assume that this is how it ends. I think it's worth mentioning, if we're going to be real, that each day is a choice to walk in the freedom that Christ has extended to us through his ultimate sacrifice of his life on the cross for us, that we may have the opportunity to become children of God. I'm going to reintroduce myself. Hi, my name is Caroline, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from misplaced identity, people-pleasing, and anxiety. I grew up in a Christian home with parents who took me to church every Sunday. I learned all about who God is, and I knew all the right answers. I accepted Christ when I was 6 years old, but the extent of my relationship with him came from my knowledge of his death on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection. I put my faith in the Lord, which sealed my salvation. However, I didn't form a personal relationship with God until I was older. In middle school, I developed the persona of the good Christian girl. I went to church every Sunday, I went to small group on Wednesdays, and I thought of myself as good. In reality, I didn't touch my Bible apart from Sunday, and I knew about God, but I didn't know who God was. In early middle school, I didn't see the major consequences of not walking with the Lord, so I continued living my life the way I saw fit and trying to fit God into the plans I had. I wrapped my identity in others' opinions of me and my performance based on my abilities. I developed a fear of failure, and my grades became the definition of my success. I developed a sense of pride in my own abilities rather than recognizing the work of God through my successes. In eighth grade, my friendships became the source of my self-worth. I spent all my time, energy, and focus pouring into these relationships. I placed them on a pedestal, and others' opinions were the only ones that truly mattered to me. In high school, I struggled with my self-worth as I was constantly pouring out but never being poured into. I strived to be the girl that everyone liked, and I couldn't stand the idea of not being so. I changed my personality to fit in with the personalities around me. I was overwhelmed with the pure exhaustion of constantly pouring out but never being poured into. I felt alone and truly unknown. At this point, I decided to start doing my quiet time again because what I was attempting to use to fill the void simply wasn't working. The more time I spent in the Word learning about who God is, the more I learned about how God views me. I learned that the only opinion that should matter to me is the Lord's, and my successes do not determine my value. Even though I continue to wrestle with wanting to please others, the Lord remains faithful and continues to pursue me. A verse that I turn to for a reminder is Galatians 1:10, which says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ." Even though I still struggle with trying to win the approval of man, my focus has shifted to that of an eternal one, realizing that the successes and failures of this world are fleeting. Therefore, I need to put my identity in the steadfastness of the Lord. Along with people-pleasing, another struggle that came with high school was newfound anxiety. I was born with life-threatening allergies to milk, eggs, and peanuts. My early childhood was filled with weekly trips to the doctor's office, along with a few ER trips over the years. For the most part, I wasn't affected by these past experiences. However, this all changed in October of my freshman year. I had an allergic reaction to something I ate, and my throat began to close. My mom gave me the EpiPen, and the next thing I knew, I was spending 6 hours in the emergency room. The next day, I went to school, and I felt like the same thing was happening all over. Every time I ate, I felt like my throat was closing, even though I knew I wasn't allergic to the foods I was eating. The anxiety surrounding food began to bleed into other areas of my life, so much so that I couldn't go a day without having a panic attack. At this point, I realized something needed to change, but I just didn't know what. I decided to do regeneration for students, and through this, I learned that the root of my problems stemmed from a desire for control. I was unwilling to let go and hand control over to the Lord. I knew that he had sovereignty over my life, but I didn't live my life in the freedom of releasing control. I am not perfect, and every day is a choice to hand over the control I want to cling to, but God's forgiveness is continual. A daily reminder to me is something that my dad would read to me every night when I was little from our Jesus Storybook Bible. And it says that God loves us with a never-stopping, never-giving-up, unbreaking, always-and-forever love. If you relate to any part of my story, I just want to reemphasize that the Lord's opinion is the only one that matters, and our self-worth is not determined by the fleeting successes and failures defined by the world. It is a daily decision to have an eternal focus and not get wrapped up in trying to please those around us. One last thing. God ultimately has complete control over our lives, so save yourself a little trouble and don't try to cling on to a false sense of control. Be willing to live in the freedom that Christ has extended to us. Thank you for listening to my story.